Let's take our Bibles and look again in Matthew chapter 20. My text is from verse 11 down to verse 16. And I've entitled this message, The Parable of the Complaining Workers. Any of us that have hired laborers to work with us, we know how easy it is for them after a while to begin to complain about their conditions or complain about their income. That is a sign of the depravity of the heart. We saw last time how this landowner had gotten up early and gone out to hire people to labor in his field. And he agreed with them as to what they would earn for working for him, which would be a day's wage. And as the day went on, he went back and hired more, so that at the end of the day, he gave each one a day's wage, whether they had been hired at the 5 o'clock hour or whether they had been hired the first thing in the morning. Each got a day's wage, which would be sufficient to care for their needs. So that's where we pick up now in verse 11, where we read, and when they had received it, everybody received that day's wage, whether they started early or late, they murmured against the good man of the house. Of course, the good man of the house here represents the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to do his Father's bidding and call to himself those that should be identified with him and his kingdom. And I'll just point out here that any complaint about our situation in life is a complaint against the good man of the house. It's against God himself. That's the rebellion of the heart, to think that we deserve better when we don't.
So
here's their complaint in verse 12, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day.
Nimara 12. Not only Zilla, our Anagiran Shitom, India, Mono, Epo, Morgan is a Nife, I mean, Snapidia, Watua, the Buddhawache.
Now, in a natural sense, you can see why those that had been called earlier would complain, thinking they deserved better for the extra hours of the day that they had worked. But they had agreed already with the master as to what they would receive. Now, verse 13 says, he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? That would be a denarius, a day's wage. So it would appear from verse 13 that there was one of them that spoke, but he represented the others also what they were thinking. Now, whenever we're prone to complain about how God distributes things in our life, let us remember verse 13 here, which is our Lord's answer. He answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Let's establish this one truth here concerning God and His sovereignty, and that is that everything that God does is right, and it's right because He does it. And so he tells him in verse 14, take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. The key there is in him saying, I will give unto this last. In other words, God always works according to his will and his good pleasure to do what he will, whether men agree with it or not. And so he says in verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? There are many today that will complain about how God has determined to save sinners.
palambiri masiku ano ama tandaula akamayangana zambene mulungu ama pulumutsira anthu ochimwa ama kalachola ndula.
They say it's not fair that he chose some to save and left others to their own condemnation. There are many that say that it's not fair that the Lord Jesus Christ did not lay down his life for every sinner, but only those that the Father gave him. They complain about how God has determined to save sinners. But the simple truth is what we find here in verse 15, where the landowner said, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own?" And here he points the problem back to these that were complaining, letting them know the problem is not with him, but them. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So here the fact that God would even call any to himself is a mercy, and he manifests his goodness in doing that. Remember, there were others that weren't hired at the end of the day. So these that he did call and did hire had no complaint.
Kaniru ya kuti yeyo amakatsimikiza kuti monga Mulungu ali nako kufuna ali kukumba ama chita chimene chimamukomera kopa munthu woyipa ammalo ake amanyasidwa pa chifuniro chake cha Atate kuti ayimikira kuchita chimene iwo akuchifuna.
And so he concludes in verse 16, stating, "So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen."
Ndifake adamaliza mkulankula mawo ndimaka 16 imene amati chomwecho omalizira adzakhala oyamba ndi oyamba adzakhala omalizira.
God knows those that he has chosen and has purposed to come to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and be part of his kingdom. But there are many that are called. In other words, they hear this gospel message that we preach, and for a while they may try to identify with this Christ, but in the end they go their way. They will not come back and serve him anymore. That's why we don't get too excited when we first see people's reaction to this message. It's new, something they've never heard before, and so they come running for a while, but then after a while they begin to complain when they realize that they have no advantage over anybody else, that any that are saved, it's by God's grace alone in Christ Jesus.
Chodziwika chakuti iwo opulumutsidwa amapulumutsidwa mwachisomo choka kudzera mwa Khristu Yesu. Pamene anthu ambiri ndi odzala ndi msanje kudzikonda okha amene samalakalaka ndi kufunitsitsa kuti ena apulumutsidwe kuna ama kunitisa yonje eni azikana pazabu inoka pita jivuru mchukwayo jizwa tegera.
We know this, that if the Lord has been pleased to choose us and draw us to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether early or late, we rejoice and thank Him because we know that had He not chosen us, we would never have chosen Him. But just beware, there will be those that will come when they hear this message, and they will sit under it for a while, but soon they will become offended, just like these here were offended with who? The landowner. Offended with the truth that the landowner, that is God Himself, determines who it is that he'll keep and who it is he sends away. Now, there is some hope when we read here in verse 13 that the landowner answered and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong." When I see that word, there's hope then that this one was truly one of the Lord's, only that he needed to be taught that it's only by grace he was the Lord's and not for any merit in himself.
Adam yanka mwezeka bwino kwambiri kuti asindikire vena mana kuti kwa iye anayanka nati kwa mmodzi wa iwo mzanga sindikunyenga iwe kodi iwe suda pangana ndine palupia la cheka limodzi kuna ndauza kuti dee kuti sinina chitiki venewe tida pangare kumezida gulizana chatsara son chichi pa iweyo.
Our Lord Jesus told his disciples that there was no greater love than that someone like him should lay down his life for his friends. So the fact that he addresses this one as a friend, to me, indicates that he was one of the Lord's all along, but he needed to be taught again of the grace of God. Here then is the reality even for us, because though we be the Lord's, chosen by Him, yet we have this evil heart, prone to complain about how He deals with us in our lives. And it's at those times that we need a word from the Lord for our mouths to be stopped and brought again to see that all that we have is by His grace alone. And just like this landowner rebuked these for their jealousy and resentment really toward the landowner and how he dealt with others, how often we need also to be rebuked with our thoughts and hearts and brought again to in subjection to Christ and His glory alone. When we complain or are jealous in how God deals in our lives compared to others, He puts the finger on the problem in verse 15. Is thine eye evil because I am good? That's our problem. That's the depravity of the heart, having an evil eye.
And
so the grand conclusion here in verse 16 is that the last shall be first and the first last. In other words, all those that are called to Christ, they share the same reward. They share the same blessing as the other. There's no difference. Now, some think that this parable speaks of the way that people are drawn to Christ at different stages of their life. Some may be called early in their life, that is, in their youth, and others may be called later on in their adulthood or in their old age, and some at the very end, just like the thief on the cross. But there's no difference. When God purposes to call and save sinners, they all have the same reward, which is Christ himself. Those who came early or those who were called later, they all received, it says there, a penny, a denarii, that is a day's wage. And that represents what our Lord said we should ask of him. Give us this day our what? Daily bread. Christ is our daily bread. We need no more, and we want no more. So that is true when we consider even our own selves. Some of us that were called early on, and all these years the Lord has continued to feed us and sustain us according to his will. Others coming lately and yet drawn by the same grace of God to Christ. But those of us who have been called early on do not deserve any more grace than those that he's calling even now. It's all by grace.
Umene amachitira, Bible likukutsindika pofotokozera za iyeyo ngati mwene chifuniro amachita chomkomera potokuti anthu akudziko lapansi posazindikira chifuniro cha Mulungu ndi pamene iwo amamba kuchita sanje kukana kuchita sanje kulankhula mawu otsutsana ndi chimene iye ngati mwene munda mwene ntchito wachita mwakufuna kwake.
Now there are others that think that this parable applies more to how the gospel was first brought in through Christ, it first dawned with John the Baptist, and then the preaching of the Lord Jesus, and then the preaching at Pentecost, then to the Jews, and finally to the Gentiles. So in stages is how God purposed that his kingdom would be filled according to his purpose.
Mulungu anakhazikitsa kuti uyambikeni Yohane Mbatizi aulalikire kani nthawi jayaende kosiri ulalikidwe adawika anthu ena abwera akaulalikire saka kukhazikitsa akuphunzira atumwi udayenda magawo magawo oseresiyana mmene kuti ubwerere uthengawo koma chachikulu chimene amafuna ndi kuti uthenga wabwino ulalikidwe ulandiridwe ndi iwo amene anekera kulandira uthenga wabwino ndi mmene Mulungu amagwira ntchito.
And some think that these that were complaining represent the Jews because they said, well, we've had the law all the way back to Moses. Who are these Gentiles now that are coming in at the last hour? And the Lord's saying, whether Jew or Gentile, there is no difference. He came to pay the sin debt for everyone that the Father gave him, and all are saved by his grace alone.
Nge pali awa odataula amene akupemira Ayuda amene amatandaula nthawi zonse pa ntchito za Mulungu zimene Yesu Khristu adabwera kazikwaniritsa zimene zikukaimira kuti pa dziko lapansi padzakhala gulu lina la wanthu limene nthawi zonse zikang'ung'udza madandaula za mmene Mulungu amagwira ntchito zonsezo Mulungu adazika kuti zikhetolo kuti zonse zitengera ulemu ndi ulemerero ku dzina lake.
But it's also a lesson applied to the disciples that they should not think that because the Lord called them first, that they should go out and preach the gospel, that they would merit a better place than those who would hear of Christ through their preaching. No, everyone that God has chosen and Christ has called to himself, they share the same reward, which is his presence and his righteousness and his salvation alone.
Komaso chenjezo ichi chimapita kwa kuphunzira amene adamva uthenga wabwino poyambirira ndi kulalikira kuti asaone kuti iwo ngofunikira kwambiri posazawo kapena ati ndi mipando ina ya ulemu kuposa ena ayi chodziwika nchakuti Mulungu amayitana anthu moseresiyana pa nthawi yake yosiyana ndi zake ndi cholinga onse abwere akalowe mufumu wa Mulungu ndese zimatengera wachedwa wafumira ayi bola walowa mufumu wake wa Mulungu.
And particularly us today that are preaching this gospel, we're not to think ourselves above those that the Lord is using this message to draw in through our preaching. Now we all share the same blessing, the same Christ. The preacher is not above the people. We all have the same salvation that Christ has procured by his shed blood.
Komanso tigawana Yesu Kristu mofanana uthenga otiumva mofanana.
Here in verse 16, then the conclusion, so the last shall be first, and the first last. This is the essence of God's grace, when he blesses according to his will and pleasure alone, and not according to what men think they deserve.
Ndifake ndimaka 16 akuti pamenepo wakutsogola dzakhala kumbuyo ndi wakumbuyo dzakhala kutsogolo mmene momwe ndi mmene chisomo chimachitira pa anthu chimapita monga wakufuna kwake kwa iwo amene wasankha kuti achizindikire chisomocho osati kwa anthu onse ayi.
See, this is the difference between works religion and the gospel of grace.
Apapa pamene pakusiyana pakati pa chipembedzo cha ntchito.
Works religion says you'll be rewarded according to your works, and that's why you hear so much talk about rewards in heaven, that if you just keep working and keep testifying and keep converting sinners, then your reward will be greater in heaven than others. That's works religion, but it's false.
zimapeto zonyenga azimana mizantu kuti ndiyo mukalalikira kwambiri babene mudzawala ngara mudzano tsanzano mudzano rapoto ikuru kosa yazano ndi mpozitso zonyenga asichoona chipozitso chenicheni chona kuti mboto adaika imodzi ndiyo moyo wosatha umene umapita kwanthu ake monga mwakupfula kwake munthawi yake.
The message of God's grace in Christ Jesus is foreign, strange to those who follow works religion, because the message of grace is that God deals with us according to who He is, not according to who we are. Men in their rebellion will always try to find fault with God, but even as is stated here in verse 13, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny?" We come thankful as He draws us for whatever He gives us for Christ's sake, and we're thankful. If you look in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10, you'll see that salvation is all of grace. We read in verse 8, let's start there, "For by grace are ye saved." That is expression is, you've been saved by grace and you're kept by grace. That's the sense of that word, "are ye saved."
Now,
when he says through faith, you can also put there through Christ, faith's object. Faith in itself is not our Savior, but the object of our faith is the Savior. And that's how we're saved, by that grace through faith, that is through Christ. And look how plainly it's put here in verse 8, "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It being the whole of salvation is the gift of God. That's why even the landowner with these that were complaining reminded them that can he not do with his own what he will? The fact that he even employed them was a grace, because there were others that he didn't employ, he didn't call. And just like the landowner here reminding these who were complaining, verse 9 says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." When they were complaining, they were boasting. They were thinking they deserved more, but they didn't.
Kuti
So verse 10 is the sum of what we see in the parable. The last shall be first and the first last. We are his workmanship. There's none of us that can boast above the other. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In other words, everything that we have and are is due to God's grace alone in Christ Jesus. All our service is already due to God himself putting us in that service, but it belongs to him. You see, it says there, we are his workmanship in verse 10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And where you see that word good, it's a derivative of the word God, unto God's works, what he has before ordained that we should accomplish for his purpose. So the ability to serve is the gift of his grace. The call to serve him is the gift of his grace. Every opportunity to serve, no matter where he puts us in his field, is a gift of his grace. And I would say that even being in the right state of mind to do the Lord's work is a gift of his grace, that we don't complain, but we give him all the glory. So if the Lord has called us and drawn us to himself, when we hear him say, the last shall be first and the first last, we say, amen. It's an honor for us to be part of his body by his grace and to share in this body of grace by the work of Christ alone. And so we rejoice in him. Well, I will stop there and pray the Lord blesses what we've heard.
Many thanks to God because of this beautiful time of preaching Christ revealed in the scriptures. For sure, it has been a comfort. We thank God because of this that the Lord gave us.
Amen.